Every week when I start to write this column, I am overwhelmed in a very good way by all of the incredible cultural events we have in this not very big city of ours. It really is mind-boggling, especially when you consider that most of them are put together by very few or no paid staff and many volunteers. I hope all of my readers can take a moment and really appreciate this fact, just as I do every week. We are so very lucky to have all this, and live here. This weekend is the start of 3 weekends of incredible live music brought to us courtesy of the Aurelia Youth Center, OYC, and more specifically, OYC Executive Director Kevin Gangloff. Gangloff has a passion for supporting live music and musicians, and indulges that passion by producing fundraising live music shows to raise money for the Youth Center. This year, instead of producing 2 or 3 live shows in the fall, he went a little crazy, as he put it, and decided to put together many smaller shows for his fall fundraising concert series. It turned out it was a lot more work, but he knows it will be worth it in the end. And he is giving some wonderful musicians, both local and from away, a chance to perform for all of us. Here is the rundown of musicians performing this weekend and next, with links to their websites when applicable. Please have a listen online, then grab a ticket here and support live music and the Aurelia Youth Center. All shows in Aurelia unless otherwise noted. Fry. September 20th evening. The Griddle Pickers with Andrew Alley and Josh Small and Sammy Satt. September 21st afternoon. Sammy with Andrew Alley and Josh Small and Bella Francis Satt. September 21st evening. Ronnie Douglas Band with Andrew Alley and Josh Small Son. September 22nd late afternoon. Sammy and the band with special guest Bella Francis Fry. September 27th evening, Port Sydney, Sky Wallace with Roger Harvey and Spencer Burden Satt. September 28th evening, Matchedash Parish with special guest Roger Harvey Son. September 29th late afternoon, Sky Wallace with special guest Roger Harvey Thursday. October 10th evening, Lenny Lashley with special guests Nixon Boyd and Rebecca Hawker Fry. October 11th late afternoon, Lenny Lashley with special guest Nixon Boyd and Rebecca Hawker. Buy tickets and enjoy. Another phenomenal multi-event festival that is coming up is Arts Aurelia's first and hopefully not last incarnation of Future Fest. This is, according to Arts Aurelia Artistic Director Kate Hilliard, an amazing week of eco-art events and an exciting program focused on climate change, sustainability, and technology. The week gets started next Monday, and breaks down like this. Monday, Sept. 23 evening at St. Paul's Center. Opening with Bob McDonald, The Future is Now. Solving the Climate Crisis with Today's Technologies. Tickets $30 and less, or buy a festival pass. Wednesday, Sept. 25 morning. Tall Talks at St. Paul's Center, in partnership with Lakehead University's Third Age Learning. Lakehead, Tall, Arts Aurelia presents a series of short, dynamic talks on subjects like AI as a creative tool, art as an agent for change, food literacy. Tickets free to Tall ticket holders, or $10 cash at the door. Thursday, Sept. 26 evening. Your World Soon, an eco-art exhibit with T.M. Glass, Emma Lee Fleury, Derek Owens, Gail Root, Sean Reese, and local students, followed by the theatrical performance Hardwire, a powerful reflection on climate change and human existence. At the Aurelia Opera House. Tickets $30 or less or buy a festival pass, Saturday, Sept. 28 daytime. Postcards to the Future, a community art collaboration for Culture Days and You Are Swimming Here, an augmented reality experience by Heidi Strauss and Luke Garwood, at the Aurelia Recreation Center from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. free. For lots more information and ticket links, go here. FYI, full festival pass is only $59 for adults, $49 for seniors, $29 for youth, and $14.75 for youth 17 and under. Heck of a deal. Couchiching Craft Brewery is hosting Brian John Harwood's Night in Nashville Brewery Tour in its barrel room this Saturday night. Harwood will be joined by the band Caves and Chris Barkley for an intimate singer-songwriter acoustic set featuring stories from the road, inspiration for the songs and fresh cold beer. Tickets are $35, plus tax, and include a pint of beer and doors open at 7 p.m. Grab your tickets here. The Aurelia Opera House, has a trio of concerts this weekend. Beatlemania comes to the stage at the U Thursday night, followed by Lighthouse on Friday night, and Hell's Bells celebrating the music of AC/DC on Saturday night. Tickets for all shows are at www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. Don't miss the Equinox Art Hop this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. on Peter Street South. OMAH, Peter Street Fine Arts, Hibernation Arts, The Shadow Box, Blossom, Three Crows Speak are all participating, and if you buy something you can get entered in a draw for something arty. Come on out and see the plethora of fine art available in our arts district. Coming up, don't forget the Images Studio Tour on Thanksgiving weekend. Information should be coming out soon, but trust me, it's happening, in Oro Medant, lots of artists and should be great. Also, Mariposa Arts Theater is presenting the musical Gypsy in November, and it will be stellar. Tickets are already on sale, and you should plan ahead and get them at www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. It will likely sell out. Mariposa in Concert is presenting Matt Weidinger's Van Morrison show on November 23rd at the Aurelia Opera House. This, too, will likely sell out, so just grab your ticket now for goodness sake, at www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. I'm out of room, so have a great week, and if you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.